This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, told lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday that the 40,000 new coronavirus cases per day the United States is experiencing now could turn into 100,000 a day if nothing changes. But he also said he's cautiously optimistic that some useful vaccine could be available in the foreseeable future. Fauci said a vaccine probably won't be available by the time students are due to start school again later this year. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander stressed the importance of reopening schools and called on President Donald Trump and the public at large to wear masks to help prevent further increases in the spread of COVID-19. Alexander added that Trump has millions of admirers, in his words, who would follow his lead. More than 125,000 COVID-19 deaths, about one quarter of all fatalities worldwide, have been reported in the United States, although many experts believe the U.S. death toll is higher. Senior U.S. lawmakers walked out of a White House briefing early Tuesday saying they're not satisfied with what the Trump administration had to say about allegations that Russia offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American and coalition troops in Afghanistan. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, a Democrat, told reporters the White House did not have very clear answers and mainly seemed interested in making sure the lawmakers knew the president had not been aware of the situation. Smith commented that's actually not normal. President Trump and various White House officials have maintained that the president was never briefed on intelligence regarding the reported plot. But some senior officials say the evidence was shared across U.S. intelligence community and allies whose troops were potentially at risk. VOA News.